Maryland's News Now.
On the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
Johnson ready and delivers, and he'll line it over Machado. That's a base hit. It'll tie the game. Parra comes in to score. McLeod gets it back into second base. And for Jim Johnson, another blown save. We're tied up in the bottom of the ninth. And Arizona, now the winning run is just 90 feet away.
That's Joe Angel on BAL with an all-too-familiar call lately. Jim Johnson seemed to have hit another skid. And as the Orioles get back into action tonight at Camden Yards here on WBAL and try to recover from a sweep at the hands of the Diamondbacks, the sub-headline in these days involves Jim Johnson and his blown saves. Joining us to discuss this is Baltimore Sun columnist and WBAL contributor Peter Schmuck. Peter, you wrote a very fair column in the Sun that got right to the point that last year, these were games that Johnson and the Orioles won.
They won almost every single one of them. And to lose three of them in a row is staggering. I mean, it's very, very dramatic. It's something that very possibly could be looked back on in October if the Orioles aren't playing in October. And it's put the coaching staff, and specifically Buck Showalter, in a very difficult situation. And that difficult situation is this. The Orioles didn't get to the postseason last year because of Jim Johnson alone, but they would not have gotten to the postseason last year without him, and his contribution was tremendous. And there's a pretty good possibility that if he is not able to right himself, they're not going to get to the postseason again. I mean, so while people will call for Buck Showalter to get somebody new for the ninth inning, the fact is that Jim Johnson is one of the best closers in the American League or in the major leagues.
Still.
Absolutely. He's the save leader. And so the tightrope that Buck Showalter has to walk is how do you, in a sense, rehabilitate this guy so that he can go back to being what he was without risking the playoffs by sending him out over and over and maybe losing two or three more games in a row, because clearly something's not right. This isn't a coincidence that this is happening. This isn't the law of averages kicking in. In this particular case, these hitters were on him. They in some cases looked like they knew exactly what was coming. For whatever reason, they had him figured out, and he struggled with his command, and so he's in a slump. It's fair to say Jim Johnson's in a slump, and then something mechanically or mentally or whatever needs to be corrected. And they need some time to do that. And then, so the question is, what does Buck Showalter do starting tonight? I think we'll get a better idea of that when we get to the ballpark.
Well, what options does he have if he doesn't go with Jim Johnson?
Oh, he's got plenty of options. I mean, it's a matter of how he structures the whole bullpen. Darren O'Day is not a classic closer, but look at his numbers for 2 years. He gets people out. Francisco Rodriguez, who they acquired the last four or five outings, has been lights out. His command's been terrific. He looks great. Tommy Hunter throws 98 miles an hour. When he came in the other day, he looked terrific, retired six guys in a row. All those guys, you could say, okay, I'm going to use this guy for a while. My guess is that Buck Showalter will go with a closer by committee situation and just say, for a little while, I'm going to match up. I'm going to say, on this particular night, I think this guy's going to be the best. Mm-hmm. I don't think he's going to say, hey, so-and-so is going to be the closer now and Jim Johnson isn't. I don't think he'll ever do that. But I think there is a situation now where he's going to have to choose on a given night who he thinks has the best chance, and I don't think it's always going to be Jim Johnson. But I don't think it would be shocking if sometime this weekend they're in a safe situation that it might be. Maybe, you know, they're working on the side. They're talking about stuff. They're trying to figure this out, and maybe Jim Johnson will figure it out by the next time there's a lead in the ninth. We don't know that. But I suspect who gets the next save opportunity will be determined differently than it has been determined before.
All right. Thanks, Peter. Wei and Chen tonight against the Rockies. Our coverage here on BAL begins after the news at 6. Peter Schmuck of the Baltimore Sun, thanks for joining us on Maryland's News Now.